welcome back. And we're going to wrap up our topic of discernment today. You know, it came to my mind after our last video that it might have come across that I was encouraging people to leave their churches and things like that. And that by no means is what I was doing. I'm absolutely not about that. But I am about you exercising your discernment to see and examine your situation to see if there might be something that needs to change in your life. Now that I am about. And I want to give a scripture here. You know, we talked last time about 1 John 4:1. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. All right, then we also did 1 John 4:6. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and error. So clearly there's going to be things out there that aren't of the Spirit of God, that aren't of truth. And that's where we have to exercise our discernment. This is why I say that. I want you to go to 1 Corinthians 1:10. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. Now, what do you think that same mind is? It's not my mind. It's not your mind. It's got to be the mind of Christ, right? You know, we did a few videos back about the mind. That's why the importance of slaying the carnal mind, letting the mind of Christ take us over. We got to be in the same mind. That's why it's vitally important that you receive the instruction about exercising your discernment to discern good from evil. When you're put into a situation, you need to exercise that discernment and then you need to act upon it. If the Lord reveals that this is the truth, then you stay with it. If He reveals that there's an error, you better find out what you need to do about it. You need to get in prayer and you need to find that godly way to walk it out. You say, there you go, Sister Lisa, you all about that division again. No, I'm not. I'm about bringing together the body of Christ. Not my fault churches and ministers are out of order. That's right. It's up to you to discern where the spirit of truth is. It's up to you to discern where it is and find it. You better put your feet under the table that's speaking the truth. It makes a difference what table you eat from. You know, a minister ministers into people's lives what they are. So you need to know what you're receiving from. You know it. I've said it before. I am hard on ministers. I am hard on ministers. Because if you are going to boast yourself to put yourself behind the pulpit, then you better keep a standard. Because what you are is what you minister into people's lives. So I'm watching for the sheep here. I'm telling you, sheep, exercise your discernment within yourself to know what's going on around you, to know what's going on in the leadership in your church, in the leadership of whatever you're involved with. I cannot get away from this topic. I'm telling y'all, this is the third video I've done, and I can't get away from this topic. It comes out every time, so I'm going with it. You need to know the leadership you're sitting under. You need to know what's around you. You need to exercise your discernment. And if you got whatever's coming from your pulpit is full of emotionalism, drama, funny stories, sad stories, little life characterizations and events, then it's being not helpful by the Spirit of God. I told you I'm hard on the pulpit, and I mean it. And you need to be hard as well. People in the pulpit don't need to be standing up telling funny stories and anecdotes all day long. You might relate to a little something here and there, but if we're telling sob stories and we got people rolling in the aisles of laughter because your story's so funny, let me tell you something. I can tell you some stories. I can have you laughing and I can have you crying, but you tell me at the end of the day, what's that going to do for you? What spirit of deliverance is going to come out of that? Nothing. All you're going to do is go back later and sit around the table and laugh about it. Let me tell you, I heard a minister tell me one time, I heard another minister's name was brought up in conversation. And this is what she said. She said, she is so funny. I couldn't believe it. When I heard that minister characterize another minister as being so funny, I thought, my God, please, Jesus, don't let that be my reputation at the end of the day. I'm not here to be your entertainer. I'm here to bring forth the Word of God by His Spirit to help you grow and mature in Him. If all we're doing is singing you to death and entertaining and pulling on your heartstrings and emotions, then the pulpit has missed it. And you need to check out what's going on in the pulpit. And you need to exercise your discernment and you need to make a decision. If you want the truth, then you need to find it. And you need to ask God to lead you to it. So don't get upset at me because I hold down a standard in the pulpit. Don't get upset at me about that. Because I didn't do that. The Word of God does that. And we need to take it seriously. This isn't some, you know, social event and super fun time. This is supposed to be by the Spirit of God. So I'm coming to you as sheep and I'm saying, exercise your discernment. See what you're eating. Make sure it's being strong and good and helpful in your life and maturing you in Christ. If it is, that is wonderful. That is great. Then listen to your leadership. Follow the instruction. Follow the teaching and let yourself grow. If it's not, then you need to find out what's going on and what God wants you to do about it. I know this wasn't a super fun topic. I understand that. And this wasn't just a great, you know, revelation time, just opening up the scriptures from Genesis to Revelation. But this is an everyday life truth and necessity that we need to have working in our lives. I pray God bless you till we get together again. Remember, exercise that ability to discern between good and evil. God bless you. Bye-bye.